Begin the current daf and set this erech and daf chav dal. Begin on the bottom line of chav gimel and beis, where the Gemara begins the discussion explaining the last the halach of our previous Mishnah, which said, although we do mashkin, we take collateral, we take security from the person who took an erech and vow and he didn't pay up to make sure he pays. However, the Mishnah said, but there are certain dispensations we provide for his provisions, his sustenance, to allow him to continue living accordingly what he needs. So that the Gemara says, my tem, what's the reason? He has an obligation, we should take everything away from him. Says Gemara, no, because the Amakra, the Pasuk says, V'yikra, as we contend to Bechav Dal Meralav, says, first we'll translate the literal translation, says, V'imachu me'erkecha, if a person is poor from providing for his exact evaluation, so that's halacha we know in this Hesed Yad, so that we do it on the sliding scale. But the Gemara interprets it as follows. V'imach, and if he's poor, so who, the term who we always say throughout Shas is, B'haba yasi tehe, which we expound, meaning keep him alive, that he should maintain his status as he is right now. And what that means is, me'erkecha, which is hacheyehu me'erkecha, that you should keep him alive from his erichin vow, which means to say that, yeah, although he has to pay the erich vow, however, you give him the provisions that he needs as we enumerated in the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah said, but that's only for his needs, but not for that of his wife and his children. Says Gemara, my time, what's the reason? Because it says, who me'erkecha? Him from his erich vow. But not his wife and his children from your erich evaluation. So although we provide hacheyeyu, but that's only for who? For him, not for anyone else. Now the Mishnah quoted Rabbi Eliezer Omer that he said, added to this list is Imhoye Ikra, if he was a farmer, so nice and late small day, so we give him his oxen that do the plowing for him, b'chulu, etc. Now, if that connotes that the Tanakam, the Rabbanan disagree with him, explains the Gemara Rabbanan, Hanu lav klei umnis ninu. As we said in the Mishnah, that his tools for his craft we give him. But these animals are not his tools, el nechas ninu, they're his actual assets, and therefore, although we use it for his job, we arm a mashkin, we don't leave him with those animals. Now, the Mishnah said, if let's say, we said, you give him two of each tool that he has. But we said, let's say he has a lot of one tool and a little of one. You don't go ahead and sell off the extra ones to provide and have the minimum of two for those. If you have one of one, that's the one you keep. And the one that you have four or five, you sell it until you have the minimum of of two. Now, says the Gemara Peshitta, well, that's an obvious halacha. Just like he was sufficient for him one of that tool up until now, now it's going to also continue to be sufficient. So of course we're not going to go ahead and sell the one that has more to provide for the one that he has less of. What was the chiddush of that halacha in the Mishnah? It says, Gemara, no, what would you say? Up until now, let's say that he had an extra plane, which is one of these tools that the carpenters use. And he had it lo'eshule. He had extra of them. He has five of these. He only needs one or two. So he had them that he could lend them out to have a mushli lay. So in places that people used to lend him saws where he only had one and that wasn't enough for him. But now that he's not going to have extra planes to lend out, loy, he's not going to have enough of the saws because no one's going to lend them because he's not lending them. That's what the Mishnah is teaching, that in spite of that, we only give two. If you have more than one of that, so we mamashkin that. And the one that you had up one up until now, so then we don't, that's it. You had one up until now, that's what you continue with that. And we don't sell from the one that you have more of to give you that two of the other one. The Mishnah said, HaMakdash is Nechas, but someone is Makdash, his whole estate, which means he makes it all Hashem's, it's all for Hekdash. So Mamli, Tefillin, including that is his Tefillin, that's part of his estate, and if he wants to use Tefillin, he has to redeem it from Hekdash. Now the Gemara brings a story related to this, Allah, who gavered is Abninu L'Nechzid, was someone who sold his whole estate, everything that he has, to someone else. So Asla Kamei Rav Yemer, came in front of Rav Yemer, and Amalui said to them, Slikulei Tefillin, take off his Tefillin from his head, and give it to that person, until he goes and he buys it back from the one he sold it to for money. Says Gemara, my Kamashman, what's this story teaching us? Masnitni is talach of our Mishnah. Hamakdish nechas of man loy tefillah, someone is makdish his whole estate, his tefillin is included. So we see that his estate includes his tefillin. Says Gemara, no, ma'aditim, what would you say, hasam, who, in the halach of our Mishnah, the savim mitzvah kavidna, the person who is being makdish his estate thinks he's doing a mitzvah because he's giving it to Beit HaKabayis, the temple upkeep, and therefore, yeah, he has a mind that should include everything that he owns. But regarding a sale, mitzvah de gufi loizav an inish, we wouldn't assume that tefillin is included in the sale of everything that he has, because a mitzvah that a person has to perform with his body, we would assume the person's not selling. Kamash Milan, that's what Rav Yemer was telling us, that no, in the sale is included in this tefillin, which is part of his nechasim, and therefore he has to buy it back from the one that he sold it to. Now, the last Mishnah of our parak continues on the theme of the previous Mishnayis regarding someone that's either Makdish is Nechastim or the Halach of our Mesechta of Erichin, that not everything is included in that obligation to Hekdish. So says the Mishnah, Echad HaMakdish Nechasim, whether someone was Makdish his estate, Vechad HaMarech Atzmo, or someone took an Erichin vow on himself, Ein Loi, so that's going to include the Halacha of being Mamashkin, everything that he has, but Ein Loi B'Ksus Ishtar, but that's not including his wife's garments, because that's not his, V'Loi B'Ksus Banav, not his children's garments, V'Loi B'Tzevet Shetzavu L'Shmana, not even something that was dyed for the purposes of being used for his wife and children. That's not his anymore, that's considered theirs. V'Loi B'Sandalim Chadoshim Shalakhan L'Shmana, it doesn't even include new shoes that he bought to use for them, which that's an added chiddush, because even though they never even wore these shoes yet, but from the moment that he buys it, it's already considered in their possession. Now, the Mishnah concludes and says that, Afa Pisha Amru, even though they said, there are Avadim Din Karin B'Ksusam L'Shvach, a slave is sold for a higher price with a beautiful garment, meaning if you dress up a slave with a garment, that's going to increase exponentially the value of the slave. Now, that's an important halacha, for example, when we're selling the estate of orphans. We want to get the most money for the orphans. So what happens is, if you're going to buy for the slave a garment that costs 30 dinar, mishubach mana, the value of the slave goes up a mana, which is even more than how much the garment is, and that's much more worth than how much he's worth right now. So too, let's say a cow. If you wait to sell the cow until it's the market day, mishubachas, you're going to get much more money for your more bang for your buck. So to a jewel. If you're going to bring it up to the cities where that's where all the merchants are and they're going to buy the jewel for a higher price, you're going to get more for your money. However, says the Mishnah regarding the topic of our parak, but hektish, when they're getting something from a person that took a vow, they only get the place where it is, like in the case of the jewel, and the time that it is, like by the slave and the cow. Meaning, someone takes an erichin vow of himself, and he's poor. So as we explained in the previous parak, there's a halach of hesegat. He gets evaluated according to what he has right now. So that's how much he's obligated to give to Hekdash. Let's say he had a slave that's evaluated right now at 20 zuz. So we don't tell him that, oh, so wait, we will look at this slave as if you would buy for him a garment of 30 zuz, he would go up to the price of a mana, and then he'd be able to be sold for 120 zuz. So it comes out that minus the 30 that you would have to buy for the garment, that the value of the slave is 90 zuz. So therefore, that's how much you have to give to Hekdash. No. We qualified according to the value that he is right now. So to the cow and the jewel in the village, we don't evaluate only according to the time that it is right now and according to its place. We don't say, oh, what would be if you would do X, Y, and Z and you would take it there. We don't do that when it comes to the obligations of the Erechim vow in regards to Hesegad for paying up to Hekdash. Now, the Gemara brings the source for this. Turn around, learn the Braisa. Says in the Pasuk, V'nosin es ha'erkecha b'yim ha'hu. You will give your erich evaluation obligations on that day. What do you mean, that day? Shle yishe margolis l'kal, that we don't delay a jewel for a kal, meaning for someone that's light, meaning a poor person that evaluates himself and he has a jewel. We don't have the treasurer wait to say, okay, bring it up to the cities and according to how much they would give you there in the cities. No, we go rather how much it's worth right now. Now, but actually Rashi points out that actually that poor person, he actually could delay and then sell that jewel for how much he wants to, and he'll be able to get that excess. But according to the valuation, how much they evaluate him right now is how much he has to give, because at the time that the kohen evaluated him, it wasn't worth more, although he actually could bring it to the city. But the obligation is only by Yemahu, how much it is at that place at that time. Now the pasuk concludes with the words Kodesh Lashem, which the Brice expounds. What that means to say is, Stam Hektashis, in general, when a person just says something is Hektash, that's Lebedek Abayis, that goes to the temple upkeep, that's Kaidish. What is that? That's Lashem. Hanulach Shum HaYisem, which I'll return to you, the sixth parak, Mesechtas Erechin, parak Shum HaYisem, which spoke about the evaluations of selling off the properties of orphans in regards to that of Hektash, which then took us into the discussion regarding obligations relating to Hektash and the person's estate and his assets relating to those obligations. And with that, we begin the seventh parak in Masechtas Erechin, parak Ein Makdishin, which continues this theme regarding which we introduced in the previous parak, talking about Hekdash, which Erechin is also something that's an obligation to Hekdash. And specifically, these parakim talk about the laws of being Makdish Estei Achuza, an ancestral field, which are the fields that a ben after ben, a child after child, gets all the way from the days of Yeshua Benum, and they split up Eretz Yisrael. says the Mishnah, Emakdishin, we don't sanctify, which is hektish by the Kabbayis, a steachuza, an ancestral field, lefnei ha-yovel, before yovel, which yovel is every 50 years, there's the laws of yovel, certain laws like Shemitah and other laws, paches mishteishanim, less than 2 years before yovel is about to come. Now the reason for this is because it says, regarding someone that's makdish his steachuz in the Torah, it says, al pishanim ha-nesaris, we evaluate how much he has to pay, prorated according to the evaluation that we're going to shortly explain, according to the remaining years. Now, years in plural, is the minimum is two, so therefore the halacha is only going to be, at least if there's two or more years. But we don't have the laws of the hektish of steachuz if it's less than 2 years before the yovel year. V'loy goylin, we also do not redeem, which is the buying back of the ancestral field from Hekdesh, acha yevul, after the yevul year, pachis meshon achas, if it was less than 1 year from when the yevul takes effect, which the Gemara is going to explain, Rav according to his interpretation, Shmuel according to his interpretation. Continues the Mishnah, e machashvin chadoshim lehekdesh. We don't calculate in regards to the payments for Hekdesh in regards to months. We go according to years, as the Gemara is going to explain this halacha. Avol, however, the Mishnah does tell us, hektish mechashav chadashim. But hektish itself could calculate months. In other words, if it's going to be a gain for hektish, if we're going to calculate, let's say, a half a year that already passed, as the Gemara is going to explain the case of someone sanctified his field in the halfway through the 48th year. Where if you're going to count those, let's say, 6 months that already passed in that year, it's going to be less than 2 years before Yovel. And then, as the Gemara is going to explain, then you can't redeem it with the how much is diminishing according to the prorating of the 50 years. Rather, you're going to have to give the full 50 shloim. But if you don't count those months that passed, so it's like you didn't have those 6 months, so it would be like still 2 years before Yovel, that would be a great loss for Hektish. Because then actually Hektish is going to take only the amount of 2 years worth, which is only two shloim and two pinyonet. That's where the Mishnah says that here, most definitely, we do calculate the months, and it's going to be considered less than 2 years, and then Hektish will get 50 slum, not just 2 slum and 2 pinyon. However, regarding the opening halacha of our Mishnah, the Gemara asks Raminim. Seems to be a contradiction from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Makdishin, you could sanctify a steachuza, bein lefne ha-yevel, whether it's before the yevel, which sounds like even less than 2 years, as long as it's before the yevel year itself, bein la'acha yevel, whether it's after the yevel year, just a ubishnasa yevul atzmo leyakdish, but in the yevul year itself you can't sanctify. Vim hikdish in the kedusha, and if you did sanctify, it's not sanctified. But one thing you see is that you can sanctify within 2 years. That contradicts the halacha of our Mishnah that says no, you can't sanctify for less than 2 years. So in that Rav Shmuel Damit Havai, they both say to interpret the halacha of our Mishnah, a makdishin when it says you can't sanctify doesn't mean it's not sanctified. It means it's not sanctified ligol bigerua, that there should be a redemption of the diminishing of the prorating of the obligation of how much you have to redeem the hektish of the steachuza. And that is because there's halacha. Someone sanctifies the steachuza in the first year of Yevul, and he's coming to redeem it. So the halacha, as it says in the pasuk, is he gives for an area of base kur, he gives 50 slum, like the pasuk says, zero chaymer sa'arim, which is in the area of planting a chaymer, which is a kur of barley. Let's say, however, he sanctifies the field 10 years or 20 years after Yovel, meaning into the next Yovel cycle. So then we calculate the remaining years that are left up until the Yovel year, and then you give accordingly a selam punyan for every year that's left. As the pasuk says in Vikachab Zayin, v'macha Yovel yakdash today, and if it's after the Yovel year that he's going to sanctify his field, then the chishablay, then you calculate the nigra merkacha, and then you diminish from the evaluation, which is this halacha that we're talking about of giru, of redeeming according to how much you keep on diminishing, where he doesn't give 50 slum anymore. And therefore, if someone lets his makdash his field 2 years before Yovel, so then what's left is only 2 more years, so he's going to redeem it for 2 slum and 2 pinyanin. The reason for that is, because like we said, it says, al-pi ha-shonim ha-nisaris, according to the years that's remaining. And therefore, that's the calculation that it comes out, according to someone who's redeeming his steachuza, for every year comes out a sela and a punyan. Why? Because, like we said, if you're going to redeem it in the first year after Yevul, so that's the maximum amount. You're going to redeem it, as the pasuk says, for 50 shkalim, for 50 slum, like it says in the pasuk, imishnasa Yevul, yakdash day, if it's from that year of the Yevul, and you have the 50 years remaining, so then you're going to give it, because it says, mishnas. And from that year, but it doesn't include the Yevul year itself. So obviously we see, we're talking about the year after the Yevul is what the Pasuk's talking about. And the Pasuk says, that's when you give 50. So therefore the calculation comes out that for the remaining 49 years after Yevul, that there's 49 slum. Now, however, so if every year is a Selah, comes out that you have an extra Selah for every year that you're giving one Selah. So you take that extra sela and you split it into punyonin, because one sela is worth 48 punyonin. So it comes out for every single year. You're going to give, like we're saying, a sela and the punyon. But you're actually missing, it's minus a punyon. So therefore, what happens is when someone's makdash is filled after Yevul, let's say 2 or 3 years after that, so he gives for every single year until Yevul, he gives a sela and punyon. Now, although if you're going to calculate, it's going to come out that if you're giving a sela and punyon for 49 years, it's going to come out that for the you're going to have 50 slime and a punyon, which is extra, because it should be 50 slime like the Torah says. So for example, let's say you're going to have 49 slime and 49 punyonin, and the thing is, but like we said, a sela is only 48 punyonin. So the Gemara in Bukhari is actually, and Manav actually asked that question. It says that extra punyon that's going to come out over the calculation of the whole 50-year cycle is used for a parepret, which is the amount that you have to charge for the exchange of monies, that's an expense, and therefore that's what the extra punyon is covering for. So that's halach of Geruah, which basically we take the 50, we divide it in every year, and that's how much you have to give. That's where Rabbi Shmuel come to explain the halacha of a Mishnah, that someone that's makdish pachis mishtei shonim, less than 2 years before the next Yevul year, then there's no more any halacha of Geruah, and if someone's going to come to redeem it then, he has to actually give 50 slum. Why? Because by the law of Geruah, the Pasuk says, al pi hashonim hanesaris, according to the remaining years, then you have a nigra, then you can have the diminishing of prorating it accordingly. But the minimum of years is 2. So essentially what the Mishnah is teaching us is what's called Eitz Tovei Kamashman. The Mishnah is just giving us good counsel, good advice. That is, Rekivin, the Emakdishin, Ligol, Bigeruah, Pachasim, Teshonim, since you're not going to be able to do it accordingly, how much years are left, if it's less than 2 years, Yehei Adam Chasan Lachasim. So the Mishnah is basically saying a person should be concerned for his monies, Vayakdish, Pachis, Bishteshonim. He should not sanctify it if there's less than 2 years, because then he's going to be losing 48 slime. Because if you just did a little bit before, you do it, you'll pay 2 slum. Now you're going into the 2 year red zone, you're paying 50 slum, and therefore the Mishnah is just giving good advice. But yeah, it is sanctified, like the Brisa says. Makdishin lifnei hayevul, even if it's right before. But just the Mishnah is saying, don't do that, because then you're going to be paying 50 instead of 2 or 3 or whatever it is before the years of the 2 years of Yevul. Now, related discussion, the Gemara says, itmar, we learned as follows, which will relate back to halacha, the previous Brisa. Hamakdish sodeyu bishnas yevul asma. If someone sanctifies his field in the Yevul year itself, it's the 50th year, every 50 years there's a cycle, you have 7 years of Shemitah, 7 times 49, after the last Shemitah is a Yevul year, in the Yevul year itself, he sanctifies his field. Rav Amar, he says, kedosha v'naisen chamishim. It's sanctified, and you got to give the full amount if you want to redeem it of 50 slum. Ushmul Amar, he says, no, in the kedosha kalikr. In the Yevul year itself, it doesn't become sanctified at all. Mask of Rabbi Yisuf. Rabbi Yisuf asks on this machlek. He says, "Bishloim le'inyan mechira." We can understand according to sale. If someone sells his field, which are similar halachas in regards to on the Yevul year, what happens to it? That there's a transfer that happens, a transformation in the Yevul year, both regarding being makdish something and regarding selling something. So on that, he says, Rabbi Yisuf, that I understand regarding someone who sells his steachuza, and in the Yevul year itself. The Pulik Shmuel Eleh the Rav, that we have a similar machlek as Shmuel on Rav, brought later on Perek HaMoichad of Chavtes Mabeis, because Ikul Emeim HaKal V'Chaimer. You could say a Kal V'Chaimer. And that's why Shmuel disagrees with Rav. Umam Achur Kvar, Yitzah Achshav, if something was sold up until now, in the Yevul year, it goes out, it goes back to the original owner. So She'enim Achur, so something that's not sold yet, in the Din Shalei Timachar, says Shmuel, isn't it a Kal V'Chaimer that you can't sell it? If it's even sold, it's coming back. Now to sell it, of course he can't sell. So since Rav Yisrael, I understand why Shmuel disagrees in that case of selling, that he says you can't sell in the Yevul year itself. And where Rav disagrees and says, yeah, it is a sale. But Elohacha, in this case, of Hekdish, Mi'ikal Emeim HaKavuchayimah, can you say a Kavuchayimah? That, what do you mean? That everything that was sanctified up until now, that is it doesn't, the thing by Hekdish is, it actually doesn't go out from Hekdish in the Yevul year unless it's redeemed. Because v'hatnan, learn the Mishnah later on, Daf Chafei Mabez, that says, if it reaches the Yevul year, that someone had was makdash to stay achuz and wasn't redeemed, so kahanim nechnosn l'techa, they come and they take over the fields, but v'naisn d'meha, they have to give the monetary value to Hekdash for bedeg abayis, and only then it becomes theirs. That's the Rebbe Yehuda, we see that in that Mishnah. So here, why would Shmuel disagree? We understand by selling, he disagrees, and he says, look, if it's going to go out, even what was sold, for sure you can't sell it now. But by Hekdash, you don't have a Kavuchayimah. Why is he disagreeing with Rav? You can't say, oh, even something that you makdish up until now, it goes out, so it hekdish cannot take effect. It's not true. The hekdish doesn't go out just like that. You have to redeem it. So you see, there is a hekdish effect. So maybe you could be makdish too, and therefore the halacha should be like Rav. Why is Shmuel disagree? Says the Gemara, yeah, you only quoted part of that Mishnah. Shmuel krib Shimon severely. Shmuel doesn't hold like a Behuda. He holds like a Shimon. The Amach Nechnasin V'loy Naisin. He holds like a Shimon in that Mishnah that says that actually they can't enter the Yevul, the field in the Yevul year that someone was Makdish, and they don't have to give any money. So therefore, yes, it's the same Kabul Chaymer. If even something up until now was sanctified, it goes out automatically, it loses its Hekdish status, where it goes to the Kalim by itself. So something that wasn't sanctified up until now, for sure it cannot take effect at Hekdish status, and therefore you can't be Makdish in the Yevul year itself, according to Shmuel. Now, however, it's a Ketintim at base, but Rav held, meaning he would tell you regarding what Shmuel would answer, that no, you can't say you're going like Reb Shimon, because even according to Reb Shimon, it doesn't go out by itself to say, you see, it loses his Hekdish status, and therefore you can't be Makdish something, because Saif, Labalam Mikahadra, at the end of the day, it's not losing its Hekdish status. As we see, the Hekdish field in the Yevul year doesn't go back to the owners, like it does by a sale. Like Kahanamu Dinafka, who does it go to? Even though they don't have to pay money. It goes to the Kahanim. Now, where do the Kahanim get it? The Kahanim is Shulchan Gevaya Kazachu. Kahanim get it from the table of Hashem. It actually maintains its Hekdish status. Hashem is just giving it to them. So therefore, it doesn't lose it. And therefore, yeah, what do you mean? It's not losing it. And therefore, you could be Makdish. There is no Kavachemer the way Rav is saying it and in disagreement with Shmuel. But that's to explain the opinion of Shmuel. Says Gemara, my time at the Rav. What's the reasoning of Rav? Says Gemara, because the Amakra, the pasuk says in the Yikra Perek of Zayin pasuk Zayin says v'im mishnas hayevul, and if it's from the Yevul year on, where if a person is going to sanctify his field, so then the pasuk says ke'erka chayakum, then you evaluate him according to his erich and vow in regards to the hektish of the steachuza proportionally. But one thing you see, it says mishnas hayevul from the Yevul year. And the Yevul year itself is included in what the pasuk is saying regarding sanctifying your Steachuza, that you're going to have to redeem it according to that evaluation of the 50 slum proportionally according to the year. But a Shmuel, he would tell you, no. Miksiv v'im bishnasa Yevul, does the pasuk say, and if in the Yevul year? No, mishnasa Yevul, from the Yevul year. Mishnas acha Yevul, we're talking about from, which is after the Yevul year that it starts, but the Yevul year itself is not included in halacha being makdash Steachuza. So the Gemara explains, Bishlam el Rav. We understand according to Rav. Hainu dechsiv, we can understand why there's two different psukim. There's the pasuk that says, im mishnas hayevul, if from the Yevul year, which tells us the maximum amount, the generic amount of the 50 slum, because that's in the Yevul year itself. And then there's another pasuk that says, vim achra yevul. And then after the Yevul year, oh, then the pasuk talks about this halach of girua, which then you prorate according to the year. Because, yeah, the Yevul year is the 50, and every year after that is less than that. But El Shmuel, according to Shmuel, my Achra Yevul, why does the other pasuk say, oh, and if it's after the Yevul year, oh, then it's not going to be the full amount? What do you mean? The first pasuk itself that requires 50, according to Shmuel, is also after the Yevul year. So why they're saying Mishnasa Yevul, and they're saying Achra Yevul, they're both Achra Yevul, according to Shmuel? So it's like, well, yeah, but the second pasuk is Achra Achra, after the after. You're right. The first pasuk says Tumah 50 is not in the Yevul year itself, it's the year after. But when we're saying that this Giruah is the year after the year after, like for example, in the second or the third year after Yevul, that's when this Giruah. But if you sanctified in the first year after Yevul, then there's no Giruah, then you pay the full amount of the 50 slum. The Gemara says Mesvah. The Gemara asks on Rav from the Braisa we quoted before. The Braisa said, Makdishin, you could sanctify Steachuza, Bein Lefneha Yevul, Bein La'acha Yevul, whether it's before the Yevul year, after the Yevul year. It's just that a Bishnas Yevul Atzma Le'yakdish, but in the Yevul year itself, you can't sanctify it. And if it's sanctified, it's not sanctified. So that's not like Rav, who said it is sanctified and you have to give the 50 slum. On that Amalekha Rav, Rav would tell you that no, similar to like how we qualified and interpreted the halacha of our Mishnah, he says, what does it mean it's not sanctified in the Yevul year itself? It means in the Kedusha, it's not sanctified in regards to its redemption, Bigirua, in regards to the laws of diminishing, because you have a full Yevul year, so then you're going to give the full 50 slum. But yeah, it is sanctified, and then you'll give the full 50 slum. However, that the Gemara asks, wait, so Mechlal, so then the inference is that then this that the Braisa says, that however you could be Makdish, the Lefneha Yevul, before the Yevul, and the after the Yevul, that when we said that then Kedusha, then it is sanctified, That means to say it's sanctified, not sanctification, because the Yebel year itself is even sanctified. It means legal bigirua, that you could even redeem it regards to the diminishing amount, that you don't give the full 50 slum. That has the Gemara, but they both said, as we quoted on Amud Aleph, that ain magdishin, that you cannot sanctify in explanation of the halacha of our Mishnah, legal bigirua, to redeem with the diminishing amount, pachas mishteishan, less than 2 years. So then we're back to the contradiction. You're saying that the Braisa itself is saying that there is gerua, even less than 2 years. So Amalcha Rav, so Rav would tell you right. Most definitely, this that we're learning, that in the years before Yebel and after Yebel, that it's magdishin, it means regarding that there's a law of hektish. And yeah, you'll have to give 50 slum if it's less than 2 years, and you won't have Giruah, as they resolve the halacha of the Braisa and the Mishnah. And you're right, therefore when it comes out, when the Braisa says in the Yebel year itself it's not sanctified, it means it's not sanctified at all. But that seems to contradict Rav, who says it is sanctified in the Yebel year itself. So he says, no, it's not difficult. Because Hamani, who's the time of this Braisa? Rabbanan, it's Rabbanan who disagree with Rebbe on Perakas Agad that we had on the Afyot Chesum Beis, that they say when it says Rishain, regards to the laws of Chametz and Matzah and Pesach, it's V'loy Rishain B'chlal. That would not include the first day itself. And therefore, Vanoda Amikir Rebbe. But I say like Rebbe, Dama that he says, when it says Rishon, V'Rishon Bechlal. Rishon includes the first one itself. And when it says Shvi, B'Shvi Bechlal, includes the seventh one too. So, Achanami Hiro, so Nagirsa is Mishnas, when it says from the Yevil year is when you start the halacha of being Makdash Te'achuza, Vishnas, Hayev Bechlal. The Yevil year itself is included in regards to the sanctification of a Te'achuza. And therefore, it's not difficult. Yeah, this Braisa is like the Rabbanan who say that the Yebel year itself is not included, but I'm going like Rebbe. Now, Rashi explains that according to Shmuel, he would say that no, even according to Rebbe, it's not sanctified in the Yebel year itself. Because when did Rebbe say his halacha, like when it says Miyoyim HaRishon, from the first day that Rishon is included, that's because it doesn't just say Miyoyim HaRishon, it also says Va'ad, until the seventh. Where then it's appropriate to say from until. But over here where it doesn't say Va'ad, so then it should have said Bishnas HaYevel. Why say Mishnas? Oh, Rebbe would agree that since it's saying from, it would not include the Yevel year itself, and therefore that's why Shmuel disagrees even according to Rebbe. But on that, the Gemara continues and says, wait, Iker Rebbe, if he's saying that it's going like Rebbe, who he's expounding over here when it says Mishnas HaYevel, that's including the Yevel year itself, so obviously we see that the Pasuk is talking about the Yevel year itself. And what is the Pasuk saying? Oh, if you makdish in the Yevel year, that's when you give the full amount of the 50 slum. But then the question then becomes, then pundin maya vidite, like we explained in Amud Aleph, so then where does the pundin come in over here? So for example, let's say someone sanctifies his field 10 or 20 years before Yevel. Why are we saying that he gives every year a sela pundin? He should only give a sela per year, because since when he's makdish and he's redeeming it, in the years by regarding to Yevel, we're saying when you're makdish in the Yevel year itself, that's when there's the full 50 amount. So it comes out that for every single year, it's going to be exactly a sela. Because from now until the next Yevel is 50 years, not 49, because the year of Yevel is included. So then when you're redeeming it 2 or 3 years before Yevel, you should give a seller per year and not more. Why are you giving a seller and a pundin? And says the Gemara v'chitem alesli, and if you're going to say you're right according to Rebbe, where we're saying that's Rav's opinion that the Yevel year is included, and there's 50 years that we're dividing it by, not 49, like we explained up until now. So you're not going to give a seller and a punya, just a seller, but v'tnan, which actually a brice that we learned, hikdashtayim v'sholashon lefnei ha-yevel, if you sanctify the steachos 2 or 3 years before Yevel, Rebbe Eimer, Oymani says, I say, noisin seller u'punyin, you give a seller and punyin for the year. Why? According to the way Rav is explaining, you should not give a seller and a punyin, should only be a seller. Says the Gemara, Rebbe k'Rebbe Yehuda sverli. It's not difficult, because Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda. Dama that he says, Shnas chamishim oylu lekan ulekan. The 50th year, the year of Yevel, is actually counted as the 50th year of the previous cycle, and also, not just from the previous Yevel cycle, but it's also considered year one of the coming Yevel cycle. So therefore, with this year, until the next Yevel, is actually only 49, not 50. The reason for that is because when you reach the next Yevel year, that's not counted as number 50 with it, because Yevel actually it cancels all debts in the beginning of the Yevel year. So when you reach the next Yevel year, if we talk about this halacha, someone redeeming it, it's going to go out to the Kehanim. Like it says, so it comes out that someone else that's redeeming the Steachuzah regarding the Yevel year itself, when someone sanctifies it, he's only sanctifying 49 years. So it comes out with the 50 slum that yes, even according to Rebbe, it's going to be sela and a punyan for every single year. But then the Gemara says, wait, Lishmuel, that he says that Rebbe would agree to his opinion that no, over here, Mishnas HaYevel would not include the Yevel year itself, like we said, because only would be from until. Here it doesn't say until. So it comes out that we're going on the, like Shmuel's opinion, that it's only going on the year after Yevel. And what does the halacha tell us? The year after Yevel, that's the first, that if you mark this right away, then it's going to be 50 slum. So says the Gemara, according to Shmuel, Lema Rebbe, shall we say that Rebbe, who he says, as we quoted before from the Braisa, that you give a Sela and a Punya per year, Kerabban and Svirle, that he obviously holds like Drabban who disagree with Rebbe Yehuda, that the Yevel, that the year of Yevel, that is from the previous year, is not from the next year's calculation. So therefore, besides that year, there's going to be 49 years. Because the Ikre Yehuda, if you'd say that Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda, who he says that actually in a Yevel year, you only have 48 years besides the Yevel year that passed, because the Pasuk is talking about, according to Shmuel, as he even qualifies for Rebbe, in the year after Yevel. So it comes out that you're giving 50 slum for 48 years, which actually would come out to be a Sela and two punyan for years. So therefore, Sela v'shtei punyan is mibayalei, because you lose a year if you go like Rabbi Yehuda, which works for Rab, but not for Shmuel, because according to Shmuel, you don't count the Yevel year itself. And so according, if Shmuel would have to say, if Rabbi is like Rabbi Yehuda, it would have to be actually a Sela and two punyans per year. So the Gemara, you're right, Akachach l'Shmuel, that obviously according to Shmuel, Rebbe k'Rabban Svirle, Rebbe holds like Rabbanon, so it's not just 48 years, it goes to calculation of 49 years, because you're not counting the Yevel year itself, according to Shmuel. However, he holds like that the Yevel year itself is not counted from the next Yevel year, so you don't lose another year, and it's according to 49 years, according to either interpretation, just each one disagreeing who Rebbe is going like, and therefore it's going to come at Selim Punyan, even according to Rebbe. The Gemara continues, says, Toshma, let's bring a raya like Shmuel from the halacha of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, V'lo goylin acha ha-yevel pachas mishan. You can't redeem it after the Yevel started less than a year, which is if you want to buy back from Hektish with regarding the redemption monies. Says the Gemara, Bishleim l'shmuel and according to Shmuel, lo goylin acha yevel. You can't redeem it after Yevel began, which is the beginning of the Yevel year, pachas mishana, if it's less than a year. And that's exactly what the Mishnah is telling us, Shmuel's halacha, because in the Yevel year itself, if you sanctified it, you don't have to redeem it. It wasn't sanctified. So if you want to redeem something, it's got to be at least a year after Yevel, meaning once you're post-Yevel. But el Rav, mayachal Yevel shana, why can you not redeem it less than a year after Yevel? What do you mean? He says it's sanctified in the Yevel year itself, and you just pay the full amount of 50 slum. Says the Gemara, misavet acha Yevel mamish. Says the Gemara, for Rav, you think that when it says you have to wait after Yevel, it means literally this halacha of Shmuel? No. Mayachar Yevel, what does it mean? It's got to be at least a year when it's after Yevel. It's a different case altogether as the Gemara continues to have chafei manav. We're talking about be'emtzi Yevel. In other words, this after is even after 20 or 30 years after Yevel. So what is it saying that if you're redeeming after Yevel, it's got to be at least a year? What the Mishnah is saying is, if someone's coming to redeem somewhere in the middle of the Yevel cycle, and he wants to give a sell and a punyan according to the amount of years that are left, so let's say he's in Nisan, which is in the middle of a year, because they go according from Tishrei to Tishrei. He cannot say, though, I'm going to pay a half a sell and a half a punyan for this year, because already half the year already passed. That's what the Mishnah is saying, that no, he gives a seller and a punyan full one for this year, because you cannot redeem less than a year's value. Because the Chalkam and Dolemali Leshon, as long as a year wasn't filled, Loi Megareli, we don't diminish that amount at all from the calculation, and you don't give a redemption of a half a year, you have to give redemption from a full year. Tosfos Gemara asks, if that's what the Mishnah is saying, my Kamash Malon, what's that line of the Mishnah teaching? What? The Eim Echashim Chadoshim Eim Hektish, that you don't calculate months for regarding redeeming from Hektish. But oh, behead Yikutani, that's the next line in the Mishnah where it says, Eim Echashim Chadoshim Eim Hektish. We don't calculate months when we're coming to redeem from Hektish. Like we said, we're coming to redeem 5.5 years before Yevel. We don't calculate those 6 months from diminishing from the sixth year. Rather, give 6 slum and 6 pejainin. So the Mishnah already says that. Says the Gemara, yeah, ma tam kama. The Mishnah is actually coming to give the rationale and explanation of the halacha. Ma tam la goylin la achri yevel pachas mishana. What's the reason that we don't redeem when it's post-yevel? less than a year, whichever year it is, because you don't calculate months when regarding the Hekdash. So therefore it's a totally different halacha, and therefore it's not difficult on Rav. You're right. In the Hekdash year, you could redeem. You don't have to wait a year post Yevil. You could even do it the Yevil itself. But you have to give the full 50 slum. It's told much somewhere in the middle that we don't calculate months. It's got to be years that you're calculating in regards to the calculation of a Selah and Punyan per year.